Let's get back to our top story. The arrest of a high-powered Chinese tech executive at the Vancouver airport on Saturday that's putting new pressure on U.S.-China relations. The chief financial officer of the Chinese tech giant Huawei was arrested in Canada for allegedly violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. American officials want the executive, Meng Wanzhou, extradited to the U.S. But Huawei is not the first company accused of violating sanctions against Iran. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure, for that part of the story. Hi, Robin.
How are you, sir?
And doing well, but first of all, tell us what Huawei is accused of doing here.
Some of the accusations are vague, but you could see that Huawei's priorities, I mean, it is huge in next-generation network. It's thrown billions into research on 5G networks that are involved with driverless cars, factories, remote medical services, and clearly China's master of surveillance within technology. And so that's a national champion company that they are loath to miss opportunities on.
So what are they accused of when it comes to Iran and violating the sanctions?
So in trading with Iran or offering commerce or offering network services or consulting or equipment, that is the allegation here, that China is in violation of U.S. sanctions by endeavoring to do business ostensibly with Iranian telco companies and even defense contractors.
How common is that? How many other companies are either being accused of this or maybe doing it and haven't yet been charged with anything?
I mean, Jeremy, in full daylight, it's hard for a multinational to get away with this day in and day out, but it's very possible and actually widespread to use back channels. If you want to use a flagless ship to get goods to third parties that distribute them inside Iran, you can go to the island of Kish or to North Tehran, for example, and you can get the latest iPhones and AirPods. So it's a function of if you have the cash. And we've seen it over 30, 40 years of ongoing sanctions between the United States and Iran. Cheating is kind of the order of the day.
And why do the companies want to risk it?
Iran's just an eager customer. It's willing to pay top yuan, top euro, top pound for vital parts, aircraft, petroleum, public infrastructure, defense. That kind of equipment has been neglected in the four decades of embargoes since the revolution. And the biggest Chinese, European, or even South Korean conglomerates, they really hate to leave that money on the table.
So what's going on now after the U.S. Pulled out of the multi-party Iran nuclear deal? The Europeans were very interested in doing a lot of business with Iran. The U.S. was trying to put pressure on them not to do that anymore. What's the status of that?
Well, what you're seeing is a tough negotiation among the continents. The Europeans also have their national champions. If you look at Siemens or Unilever or British Petroleum, and right now there are contentious negotiations for extensions and exemptions. And even then, everybody knows that there are back channels and less monitored routes. And for the United States, enforcement's just brutally difficult. If you look at a snapshot of all the supercargo ships on the coast of China and everything going in and out of the Persian Gulf or on trucks through the mountains between Iran and Afghanistan. I mean, that gives you an idea.
And are we still hearing, I mean, you're of Iranian descent. I assume you've got some connections still to this day. You know kind of what's going on maybe inside the country. Are you hearing that the economy is still as bad as it has been just in a few seconds we've got?
It's in bad shape because there was so much euphoria in the Obama administration that there'd be a normalization of trades. Like, I wanted to open a Chipotle in Tehran, and here I am still as a journalist, you know?
Robin Farzad, still host of podcast Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.